Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Jamel Sanders Show, a division of Jamel Sanders International, where we are empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
Good afternoon. It is Friday, April 29th, 2016, and welcome to another edition of the Jamel Sanders Show. Can you believe it? We're getting ready to end another month. It seems like 2016 is just rolling by so fast, but I am so honored, as always, to be with you and to have another opportunity to share the message of empowerment with people around the world. I want to take a moment and particularly welcome my first-time listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Jamel Sanders Show. This is so much more than a show. This is a platform that we have created to empower individuals to fulfill purpose and maximize their greatest potential. And every week, through interesting stories and intriguing guests, we want to help you live a greater life every single day. And so I'm so honored that you would take time out of your day to be with me and to be empowered for success in your life. I want to welcome my iTunes family. I want to welcome my Stitcher Radio family. Thank you to everyone that is tuning in and being a part of the Jamel Sanders Show. I'm so excited as we continue to gain momentum and reach more people around the world with this wonderful message of empowerment. But I don't want the relationship to end with this show. I want to connect and do life with you. And so you can connect with us, facebook.com/JamelSandersINTL, twitter.com, my handle is at Jamel Sanders, JamelSanders.tumblr.com, Pinterest.com/JamelSanders. I am on Instagram at Unlimited Greatness. You can also find me on Periscope and Snapchat. My handle is Jamel Sanders. So wherever you are, I want to connect with you and I want to do life with you. I also would love for you to get added to our mailing list. Every week we have a wonderful empowerment newsletter that goes out to people around the world, and I am always amazed at how timely the articles are and how they really resonate with people and where they are in their lives. And so if you would like to be added to the mailing list, you can reach out to us at JamelSanders.com. Right on our homepage, you'll see a link where you can sign up to be a part of my email list, and we'll get that out to you as soon as the next one is available. But I know it's going to benefit your life in a tremendous way and help you on your journey to success and empowerment. Let's see. So much to talk about today. Of course, I always recommend a plethora of empowerment resources. You can go on JamelSanders.com and find out more. But I would encourage you to get my latest book, Chosen, The Shifting of 21st Century Leadership. It is a powerful, powerful tool that I believe will help you in your leadership endeavors. I believe that we are facing the greatest leadership challenge of any generation, and how we respond in this moment is going to determine the trajectory of leadership for generations to come. In this book, I delve into concepts like authenticity, heart-centered leadership, leading from your core, and a lot more. It is a phenomenal resource for leaders. I continue to hear stories. The book has been out for a year now. Hard to believe that. But I continue to hear stories of people's lives that have been touched, impacted, changed, and empowered from this book. You can get it at JamelSanders.com. It's available through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Joseph Duff Booksellers. It's available for your Kindle Nook or other e-reader device. So I would get a copy. If you are a manager, a supervisor, a director, an executive, anybody in a major role in an organization, you need to read this book. It's a phenomenal resource, and I believe it's going to help you tremendously on your journey to empowerment and reaching your full potential in life. I am very excited about my new book. It is coming out on May the 9th, 2016. That's right, just a few weeks away from my amazing life story. So many people have been waiting for me to do a book like this, and it is coming out on May the 9th, 2016. So look out for that. And I'm excited about my new Greatness Tribe Mastermind Group. This is a phenomenal opportunity. So many people are always asking me, they want to pick my brain, they want to figure out how I think, how I process information, what strategies and solutions do I have for entrepreneurs and business owners. And this is a phenomenal opportunity for you to do all of that through this new program. And in my new Greatness Tribe Mastermind, we delve into the complexities and tools for developing a winning mentality, overcoming limitations, the mechanics of a wealth paradigm, a 21st century approach to learning, and a whole lot more. Space is very limited, but if you are interested, you can reach out to us at hello@jamelsanders.com. We'll be sure to get more information to you about how you can be a part of the Greatness Tribe Mastermind. I'm telling you, it's going to revolutionize your life, your business, your leadership, and everything about you in the coming days. So I hope that you will look out for that. And I'm so excited about that opportunity to connect and to serve you in a greater way, in a greater capacity. Of course, you know our latest book club selection is Live, Love, Lead by Brian Houston. It's a phenomenal book about leadership. It speaks about his years of leadership and leadership development, his journey to success, and a lot of the key principles that have helped him rise to such a place of prominence in the world today. So it's a phenomenal resource. I encourage you to get it. Of course, you know, we're going to have a great discussion about it real soon, so you definitely need to add that book to your collection. Also, if you're interested in being a part of the launch team for my new book and you want to help get the word out about my new life story that's coming out on May 9th, reach out to our office, hello@jamelsanders.com. And we're going to get all of your information, and we're going to send you more about how you can help to be one of those advocates and ambassadors for this new project and this new book as it is released in just a few short weeks. So I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to sharing this story with you, empowering you on your own journey to success and reaching your full potential in life. So that's enough on that front. What we're going to do right now, we're going to take a very quick break, and we're going to come right back with more of the Jamel Sanders Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Jamel Sanders Show, empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
All right, welcome back to the show. We are talking about a very important topic today, and that is get your priorities straight. So I hope you'll stay around and stay tuned in, because I believe that this is going to really help you and empower you on your journey to success and living more intentional and fulfilled in the days to come. So let's just delve into this, because I believe you're going to get some value out of this discussion today. And so, as I was preparing to put my blog and everything together on last week, I just took a moment to just breathe. I was really feeling just refreshed and refocused because, as you know, it seems like the last few weeks and the last weeks was such a whirlwind with a hectic schedule and so much that needed to be done. And I was finally able to just breathe and get back into a rhythm in life. And I'm sure many of you listening to me can relate to that whole idea of trying to get back in sync and in rhythm when you had so much going on. We're talking about a week where I was at a conference, I was at something the next day, I had something the next day, I had something the next day. I spoke the next day, and then the cycle started all over again. So I was literally just feeling really, really, really numb, and there's so much going on. And as you know, we're working on so many different things within Jamel Sanders International, and I just really had one of those overwhelmed moments, and I'm sure you can relate to that as well, particularly if you are an entrepreneur and you have so much going on at one time. But it was so good to be able to refresh and just get back focused and get back into perspective on the things that I should be focusing my time and energy on. Last week, I was able to just, as I was saying, work on a couple of projects, but I was able to work with such a laser focus. And I think it's so vitally important for you, whether you are an entrepreneur or whether you're working a job or whatever you're doing, you need to have laser focus in your life. I think one of the things that I see in the world today and why people are not being more successful and productive is because we don't work with that type of laser focus. And you really got to focus in on the things that are vitally important in your life, and you got to eliminate the things that don't elevate your life. That's what I always tell people. Eliminate the things that don't elevate your life and focus your time and energy on the things that are going to bring you to the expected end and the desired outcome for your life. I believe with all my heart that there is an expected end. There's a destination that we have all been called to get to in our lives. But if we do not prioritize effectively, if we don't develop that laser focus, we're not going to get to that place, and we're not going to see the manifestation of what it is that we desire to see. Also, as you know, we're in the final stages of my new book launch, and so I'm excited. There's a lot going on, but in the midst of all of that, you still got to have that laser focus, and you got to be reminded of the things that are necessarily important for you to be successful. It's important that you guard your focus and you do not get preoccupied with activities that do not move you forward. How many times do we fill our lives, our days, our calendars, our schedules with things that are not bringing us any closer to the results and the reality that we want to see for our lives? It is so vitally important that you begin to focus your energy, focus your time, focus your activities on the things that are going to move you forward and bring you the expected outcome that you want to see in your life. So let's delve into this today, getting your priorities straight, okay? Number one, have you established your priorities? I want you to think, as we go through this today, as we work our way through this whole concept and idea, I want you to think about, have you truly established priorities in your life? As somebody that has coached and developed leaders and entrepreneurs around the world, one of the first things that I see right off the bat with individuals is that a lot of people have not really established their priorities. And because they have not done that, it's almost impossible to have the framework that they need to be successful with their lives. One thing I want you to understand today, and I want you to understand this as a life principle, is that framework determines the fruitfulness of your life. And if you do not have the proper framework or the proper foundational pillars in place, you're not going to be successful. And what we do is we try to throw things on top of our lives without having the framework and the foundation that we need, and then we're expecting things to be fruitful and productive and multiply, and that's just not a reality. That's not going to happen without that proper framework being established in your life. And what is attempting to distract you from your priorities? Think about it. What are we doing? How are we wasting time? How are we wasting moments? How are we wasting opportunities? What are we doing that is moving us away from the thing that we say we want to see happen and materialize in our lives? You have to think about that, and you have to begin to focus on that if you want to be successful. And so every week on this show, we do something that I call the Breakthrough Journal. And what it is, I want you to take some loose leaf paper. I want you to take a spiral tablet. I want you to take a composition book. Or if you have an empty journal laying around, I want you to pick it up. And I want you to label this your breakthrough journal. And every week on this show, I ask you a series of questions. Why? Because I believe that journaling and asking questions ignites you on the inside. It awakens you, and it brings you to greater levels of awareness and perspective and understanding about your life. And so I'm going to give you some questions, but I have some rules. You are not allowed to give one or two liners. You are not allowed to give yes or no answers. You must write deeply about the question. Why? Because when you write from a deep place, you tap into the depth and the core of who you are as a person. And so as you're listening, as you're doing your work, I want you to go deep into the questions, and I think you're going to be amazed at the things that you learn and discover about yourself in the midst of that process. So have you established your priorities, not just yes or no. I want you to delve deep into that. If you have, how? Write it out. Map it out. Show how you've done that. If you haven't, why haven't you done that? We don't want yes or no. We don't want one or two sentences. Why have you not? I think when you really begin to think on that and write, you'll be amazed at the awareness and the revelations that you come to in your life about why you are where you are. So that's going to be your homework for this weekend. I want you to write about that in your breakthrough journal, and I want you to come to some awareness about some things in your life, okay? Oftentimes, people ask me for the key to success. Well, I believe that a number of factors contribute to success. I know from personal experience that establishing priorities is essential to reaching your full potential in life. Did you get that? Establishing priorities is essential to reaching your full potential in life. And so a lot of times I see people with good intentions and good ambitions and good dreams for their lives, but I don't see that establishment of the priorities that are going to bring that thing into manifestation. One of the things that I believe to be true in the world today is that we're living with a generation of people that do not have a vision for their lives. Where there is no vision, where there is no prophetic utterance, the people cast off restraints and run wild. And so what is wrong with the world is not that we are victims of circumstances, crises of situations, or trapped by the tribulations or trials in our lives. We're dealing with people who wake up every day without a sense of vision, without a sense of meaning and purpose to their lives. And so when you don't live your life from that context and center, it becomes almost impossible for you to truly understand and realize that you've got to live your life with established priorities so that you can move in the direction of what it is that you desire to do. A life without priorities is a life without a path. Write that down. A life without priorities is a life without a path, and it means that you're just going to be going through the motions and doing whatever, but you're not really living on purpose. You're not really living in alignment with your true potential and what you were created and destined to do. And so there's a lot of people that are just going through life, and they're waiting, and life is passing them by, and they fall into the same cycles. They fall into the same monotonous activities and things in their lives because they're not realizing the importance and the value of establishing priorities in life. Every day we are faced with the opportunity to get pulled away from our priorities. I mean, think about it. There's so many distractions. There's social media. There's the demands of family. There's demands of work. There's the demands of your other activities and organizations and things that you're involved with. So many things are pulling at you to get you away from your priorities. However, in the midst of all of that, those that protect their priorities are the ones that are most productive. If you want to be more productive, if you want to be more successful in your life, it's going to start by establishing your priorities and understanding that as you protect your priorities, you're going to be more productive. You want to know why certain individuals are successful and continue to thrive and achieve extraordinary results in the world. It's because they protect their priorities, and they don't allow people into their sphere of influence or their circle of influence that pull them away from the things that they know are essential to them being successful on a daily basis. See, what we do is we want to play hit and miss, but we want to achieve greatness. We want to hit it one day. We want to fall back into complacency and laziness the next day. And then we want to be excellent again. And the reality is that this is something that you've got to establish as what I call a success pattern in your life. This is something that you have to do on a continual basis to create the results and the reality that you want to see. And so what's happening in the world today is I'm not seeing enough people that are protecting their priorities in order to create the realities that they want to see for themselves. And so the reason that I'm able to get so much done on a consistent basis is because I understand that when my priorities are aligned, I produce and propel achievement in my life. When my priorities are aligned correctly, I produce and propel achievement in every area of my life, okay? What exactly is a priority? Listen to this. According to the Oxford Dictionary, priority is a thing regarded as more important than another. It is the right to take precedence or to precede before others. Let's say that again. According to the Oxford Dictionary, priority is a thing regarded as more important than another. It is the right to take precedence or to proceed before others. I love the definition of taking precedence, the right to take precedence or to proceed before others. What I have discovered in my life about success is that we allow trivial pursuits to take precedence in our lives. How many times have we pursued something that is totally a contradiction to the things that we should be focusing our time and energy on, and then we begin to wonder why we're not experiencing the results, the progress, and the momentum that we want to see in our lives? The reality is this, that whatever we concentrate on is the thing that is going to consume our lives. Did you get that? Whatever you concentrate on is the thing that is going to consume your life. And so make sure that you are concentrating on the thing that is going to bring you closer to the desired outcome, vision, goal, or intention that you have set for your life. You cannot give your attention to things that do not advance your life. I cannot say that enough. Stop giving your attention to things that don't advance your life. Now, a lot of times we look at that in terms of wasted time and other activities that we do that are not necessarily beneficial to our growth and productivity, but sometimes we give ourselves even to relationships in our lives that are not fruitful and productive and moving us toward the desired outcome that we have for our life. And so I want you to do more than listen today. I want you to go through your life, and I want you to assess the things in your life and to see what is keeping you from the next level. What is keeping you from embracing life at its best? What is keeping you from embracing next level relationships? What psychological patterns and what pathologies and cycles need to be broken in your life so that you can achieve the greatness and all of the things that have been placed in you even before the foundation of the world? Until we begin to look at our lives with that type of success context, we're not going to shatter the constrictions and constraints that stand in the way of success, momentum, breakthrough, manifestation, and all of the great things that we desire to see happen in our life. I believe with all my heart that we have got to learn the art of remaining fixed on the things that will move our lives forward. You have got to develop in the art of remaining fixed on the things that will move your life forward. What exactly does that mean? That means that you've got to develop such a concentration and such a focus in your life that you come to a place where you begin to realize that looking in certain directions, gravitating towards certain things are not going to bring me into the manifestation of what I want to see. And so this is something that I have to remove from my view so that I can stay focused on the outcome and the results that I want to see happen and to take place in my life. I think it's very important that we speak about priorities. We are in the early stages of the second quarter. However, as I always say, this quarter will be no different than what you establish and put in place today. And so if we don't put certain priorities and things in place in our lives, what's going to happen is we're going to continue to repeat cycles, and we're never going to see the breakthroughs or the manifestations that we desire to see happen in our lives. And so I think it is so vitally important as we are coming out of the first month of the second quarter, going into the second month of the second quarter, that you really get clear about your priorities. I'm not just talking to leaders or executives, but I'm talking to you as a human being. I'm talking about every person that has a vision, every person that set a goal or some desired come or objective that you want to see happen in your life in 2016. If you don't set the priorities up now, guess what? You're going to get to the end of this year, and it's going to be like every other year in your life because you didn't take charge. You didn't take authority. You didn't establish the direction that you want this season of your life to go. Can I say something else for you? Let me say this to you. You have a responsibility to set the direction of the seasons of your life. Did you get that? You have a responsibility, not your coach, not your mentor, not your employer, not your clients, not whatever the intricacies of your life are. You have a responsibility to set the direction of the seasons of your life. And if you don't set the direction of the seasons of your life, what's going to happen is you're going to find yourself season after season being divided from the things that you're trying to achieve. Because if you don't establish direction, there will always be divided focus and attention in your life. And one thing that will destroy your future quicker than anything else is the seed of divided focus. And so this is the year. I really feel this so strongly. I feel a strong impression to say this to you, that this is the year that we really got to get rid of the things that divide our focus in life, and we really got to concentrate on the things that are going to bring us to the expected end and the promised place that has been ordained and destined for our lives. I believe that this is a remarkable season. This is an incredible opportunity we have to live more intentional and meaningful lives and to make a difference through the gifts, talents, treasures, and abilities that have been deposited on the inside of us. I believe that if we can understand this principle, that this can be the most productive season of our lives. If you grab a hold to this, if you understand the power of prioritization in your life, it will change everything. You know, a lot of things in life really boil down to prioritization. I mean, I can put it into, I'm a master at systems. I can put it into a system for you. I can help you develop a system around it. But guess what? A lot of the systems go back to this principle of prioritization. And so if we could ever master this at the most simplistic level in our lives, it will really transform everything about our lives, because everything really grows from a place of, well, let me rephrase that. Everything really flows out of vision and prioritization. And if we can really get those two anchor pillars down correctly in our lives, I think it will surprise us and really overwhelm us, the progress that we can make and the results that we can achieve. And so I want you to get this. I want you to get this success principle, this success law downloaded on the inside of you so that you can really be more successful. And if you want more work in the area of prioritization, get my ebook, Empowerment Moments, 12 Laws and Systems to Empower Your Life. In that book, how to bring order to your life. You might feel like your life is in just chaos and disarray, but I want to help you bring order. I want to help you establish your priorities, and I want you to play a bigger game in life. That's really why I do what I do. I want you to play a bigger game, but I want to give you the tools that you need so that you can get there, stay there, and then you can begin to bring other people up to the level of excellence that they've been created and destined to live from. So I hope that this has helped you, this has resonated with you and benefited you today. And I want you to not just get this information, but share it with somebody else. If you know somebody struggling to prioritize, to get things in order in their life, share this with them and help them establish priorities so that they can be successful as well. We love hearing from you. We love sharing the method of empowerment with our global community. So thank you so much again for taking time out of your day and schedule to join me for another episode of this show. I'll be back next week, the same time and place, as we continue to empower you to live a greater life. Thank you for being with me. I look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward again to seeing you on next week. See you again soon. Bye-bye.